And how many times do we say that? It's not time. I think it's God's will in my life, but just not right now. I'm working on it. I'm getting prepared for it. I'm getting things in order. God wants me to teach. God wants me to sing or preach, but I'm gonna work on it a little while and get ready. But we have to do it in God's timing, whether we think we're ready or not. We must get our confidence from God this morning. We must go and go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. And God has called each and every one of us this morning, but through the storms of life, we must not let them drive us. You know, and as I mentioned, Israel had just come out of captivity. Years of captivity, being in bondage, and that was the way of life for many years. And once we get accustomed, it's hard for us to change. It's hard. We accept what goes on in our life too many times. But we need to go back to the Word of God, consider our ways. God said that He'd make us the head and not the tail. If you're in your situation this morning and it don't look like you're the head, then you've got to go back to the Word of God and say, God, this is a promise. And your promises are yes and amen. And I hold on to that this morning. I hold on to that promise that you've given me. That prophecy that you've given me, I hold on to it this morning, God, because I know your Word is forever settled in heaven and it will not change. And I'm standing on the promises of God this morning. But I must consider my ways, that my ways don't stand in the way of what God has promised. Amen. That's where Israel found themselves here. But Israel said, they didn't say they wasn't going to work on the temple. They was just going to work on their house first. It's not time. It's not time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the time that we must go to work. Night cometh when no man can work. We have but a short time here on earth. A short time here on earth. God has called us to be His ambassadors. We have ambassadors of the United States that go into foreign countries. They speak with other diplomats and they convey and work with other nations what we believe and what we do. And we are ambassadors for Christ today, and we're to convey His message. And that message is salvation. That message is deliverance. That message is power by His Spirit this morning. And we are His ambassadors this morning. And we are to convey that message. We are to convey a message of victory and not defeat. We can't go around all doom and gloom and walking around with a frown on your face every morning you get up to go to work. Walk in there with a smile so that they ask, what are you so happy about this morning? And I have found that you can do that even in the hardest time of your life. Yes, we get wore down. These bodies get wore down physically. Just everyday stuff, just normal everyday activity. We don't even have to be in a storm. These bodies get wore down from time to time. But our spiritual man gets wore down when we don't feed it. Going back a while ago, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you're going through the hardest storm of your life and you find yourself, your spirit man, where it's not supposed to be. Maybe it's way down here and you know you're supposed to be up high in your spirit. Then we go back and we feed that heart. We feed what saith the Lord. And if we feed this spirit man, then we can walk around with a smile on our face. We can walk around with our head held high. No matter what kind of report, no matter what kind of situation we find ourselves in, if we'll consider our ways and go back to the Word of God and say, God, Your Word says this right here. Your Word says I am healed. Your Word says I am delivered. Your Word says that I am victorious and that You've already went before me and prepared my steps. When we hold on to that, then we are victorious in our walk with Him. We are prone to think wrongly of our discouragements a lot of times in our duty to Christ. We think, as you know, we're going through a hard time. Okay, that discharges us from what God has called us to do. We're going through a storm. We're going to have to weather this thing out. But no, it ain't the way God set it up to be. We look back at Paul and all of the men of the Bible and the apostles. Just because he was shipwrecked, just because he was snake bitten, just because he had been beaten, just because he'd been thrown in prison, did he stop preaching? Did he stop fulfilling the call of God in his life? No, he kept on going. He kept on in faith, believing that he was right where God wanted him to be. He considered his ways. He said, I crucify this flesh daily. And we have to do that today. We have to look at ourselves and say, God, am I walking where you want me to walk? Am I saying, am I doing, am I reading, am I praying, am I fasting enough? Am I doing what you want me to do, God? Let my agenda fall to the wayside. God, get in my schedule and give me the mind of Christ that I may make that schedule the way you want it to be. That's where we need to ask and find ourselves this morning. That the trial that we're going through right now, it's not to discharge us from our duty, but it's only to strengthen our faith and our courage in Christ. These things that we go through, and I've heard several throughout the past couple months, I've heard it said many times that, and I believe even Brother Couch mentioned it, or I was listening to one of his tapes, either one, but I've heard it mentioned several times that, you know, be thankful for those that come against you and say all manner of evil against you. If you had no enemies, you would not know how strong your God is, because we would get complacent there again, because God had been so good to us and we're just sitting in his blessings and we're just soaking them all up. But yet, when that storm or that trial comes, what are we going to do then? What are we going to do when we don't know what to do? He said, just stand there. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Stand still and wait upon the Lord, and your strength will be renewed. Stand and wait on me, because I am working everything for your good, because you love me this morning. If we consider our ways this morning, we find that God is already has a plan in action. He already, the moment we make up our mind, I can see him now just smiling and said, finally it has clicked in their spirit what I want for them. And we fall so far beneath of what God wants us to be. We can all testify this morning we have been truly blessed, and each one of us have. But God wants to bless us so much more than what we've ever seen, what we've ever experienced. But we must consider our ways this morning. We see that the children of Israel finds themselves here in this. And you have to look at the mentality and the circumstance and the day and hour that they lived in. Here they was just coming out of captivity for 70 years. That had been the way of life. They had been in bondage. They had been living every day for someone else. And now they're free. The bonds have been broken. The bonds have been broken, and I'm going to work on my house. I'm going to put a new roof on. I'm going to add an addition. I'm going to add a big family room. I'm going to get the big screen TVs. You know, we once we come out of that storm, we must be very careful not to overstep what God wants for us in our life. And throughout all this, and I said, God, finances, I don't know. There was a lot of stuff in here that I seen to where we must be good stewards of our finances. And that's not my message this morning, but it's part of living for God and living right before God. Because we must not live above our means, and we must do what God allows us to do. God's not going to bless you with something that's going to destroy you. It's not his will that we should be burdened or be destroyed by his blessings, but that they should be joyous and that they should be enjoyed each and every day. And we can go before God and say, God, I want to, and I had to really refrain and crucify this flesh just here recently. Y'all know how I like to eat, and I like to cook out on the grill too. Here I went to Home Depot one day and I seen this huge grill. I mean, it was the Cadillac of all grills. It was about 7-8 foot long, stainless steel. I mean, it was sparkling. It was like the Hope Diamond. I mean, when I walked in that store, my eyes just, my Lord, what a grill. And I was tempted. And I said, man. Then the closer I got, I realized it was half price. I said, whoa, man, this must be God. I said, I'm getting a 50% off today. And then I said, no. I said, that grill's still $600. That was a $1,200 grill originally, and they had it marked down to $600. And I said, but man, look at that. That's a deal. And I had to refrain, and I still don't have the grill. I hope to one day. But I couldn't buy it at that time because You know, I believe if we go to God and say, God, I want you in my finances, and that's something that God has taught me. He said, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing with what I've blessed you with. And that goes farther than finances here this morning. That don't just limit it to finances. But he said, consider your ways. And are you doing with what I've blessed you with what I want you to do? And that could go as far as to the anointing on your life. God has anointed you this morning, and he's anointed you for a certain time and a certain season. Are you, consider your ways this morning, and are you doing anything to hinder that? Are you doing anything to hinder the call of God on your life? And are you doing everything you know to do to follow after that calling? I have learned time and time again, and he's brought me through some great storms over the past couple years. But there's one thing I've learned in finances, that if you ask God to show you, he will. But it's going to take some effort on your part. It's going to take a way of change. Israel had to come out of those 70 years. They was used to the normal in bondage. Now they was free. God had blessed them. We have to be able to change and still yet do what God wants us to do. Don't forget the blesser when the blessings come. Don't forget what God has given you and where it come from. But remember that he is working a plan and a purpose in your life this morning. And if he blesses you financially, if he blesses you with a healing this morning, don't take it lightly, but use what he has given you and be good stewards of that. And if he give you a healing this morning, I believe he requires us to go and testify of that, because it is all about his glory. It's about him being glorified this morning. It's not about how big of a healing we received, because we couldn't have done it without him. It was him that come down and touched our bodies and made us whole. And it was because of our faith believing in him that he's allowed to show his glory to this world. And when we come before him humbly submitting ourselves, God, I want you in my situation, that is exactly what he's going to do. But I can warn you right now, be careful what you pray for. Because it's going to take some effort. It's not, you're not just going to pray and God's going to say, you know, here it is. Go do with it what you please. If he blesses you financially this morning, I read in the Word where he has done that for a purpose, and that is for you to bless someone else. And he'll choose at the time you think most likely to do this. I remember I testified to the Sunday school class here just a couple weeks ago, that we had went to a football game, and it was an away game. We was down on the other side of Roanoke, and I was coming back, and I told the class, I said, you know, God needs somebody that is ready, willing, and able. Sometimes we're ready and willing, but we're not able. Sometimes we're able and ready, but we're not willing. You know, we find ourselves in different situations a lot of times. Sometimes I've been there where I wanted to bless somebody financially, but I didn't have nothing in my pocket to give them. And then there's been other times that I've had money in my pocket and didn't give it to them. You know, and God will correct you for that. I can testify this morning. But I've learned over the years to be obedient. It don't matter. I'm just going to go ahead anyway. This is the way it's coming out.